Welcome to the Integrity Repipe Podcast. We provide information and knowledge on all your plumbing issues so you can choose the best materials and service for your home. Integrity Repipe provides Southern California with top quality repiping and plumbing services, restoring water pressure and better water quality for your home. We have the experience to get the job done.
In this episode of our podcast, we'll help you understand why bigger pipes aren't always the answer to increase water pressure. We'll also explore what you should do if your water pressure is not the right one for your home. Do you have a home with low water pressure? Is it frustrating doing basic tasks like taking a shower or washing dishes? If so, you're not alone. Many things can cause low water pressure, and one of the most common is a lack of tension in your pipes. If you're looking for ways to increase water pressure, you may be surprised to learn that bigger pipes are not always the answer. In this podcast, our California repiping company will explain why bigger pipes aren't always the solution to increasing water pressure. First, we must answer a very important question. Are bigger pipes always better? Yes and no. Larger pipes increase the water flow through the line, but if the water isn't up to that necessary flow, it won't increase your water pressure. Municipal water systems have impressive pressure, but that doesn't mean a larger line can help. Bigger lines do not always help things get faster or stronger. Water flow is more important to analyze than pipe size. Water flow is the amount of water coming through a pipe. The more water flowing through a line, the more pressure the water will have. The pipe must be large enough to stand the water flow from the other side. Nonetheless, too much pressure can cause significant tightness on pipes. Larger lines can carry more water, but they will cause more stress. Still, smaller tubes can reach the same pressure faster. Now, why is the correct water pressure important? You probably won't enjoy a hot shower because of low water pressure. You may ignore it at first, but as soon as you see the difference while showering or washing the dishes, you realize how necessary water pressure is. It can make you call a California repiping company almost immediately. Its importance extends beyond comfort. Your plumbing system needs balanced water pressure for many reasons, including preservation. Proper water pressure preserves your pipes. Your plumbing and piping system needs the correct pressure to flow successfully throughout the day. If the pressure is too low or high, it can damage your tubes, including fixtures, pipes, sump pumps, etc. In that sense, what is the ideal water pressure for a home? Ideally, the water pressure should be 45 to 65 pounds per square inch or PSI. With that setting, water should have a smooth and balanced flow. Instead of trickling or spouting, water flows continuously through the pipes. The water pressure should never exceed 80 PSI. If it exceeds that number and reaches 100 PSI, it could cause serious damage to your piping and plumbing system. Next, we need to understand what's the difference between dynamic pressure and static pressure. Static pressure is a continuous water flow coming from the size and dynamics of the pipes. The pressure remains the same, and its limitations work according to what the water flow can do. Generally speaking, the type, size, and use of the lines control the maximum and minimum pressure. It's not easy to identify the type of pressure. Only a professional California repiping company can help. Changing water flow impacts dynamic pressure. The line will be closer to its maximum allowance if more water flows through the pipe. If you exceed that allowance, you'll hear strange sounds from your pipes. Besides, water lines will burst. You cannot link a colossal pipe to a small line because their pressures are too different. That's why you should always keep relatively shrinking sizes from the main lines. Lastly, what should I do if my water pressure is not the right one? Correcting water pressure requires technical expertise and knowledge. Only a licensed plumber can help you with this issue. However, you can do a quick checkup at home to know what's happening in your plumbing system. You can notice high or low water pressure by flushing the toilet or running the water from the faucet. You can also check if your house has a water pressure regulator. It is usually located near the shutoff valve on the main water line. Adjust the regulator to 45 or 65 PSI if necessary. Remember, water pressure issues are a matter that require expert assistance. so you must contact a California repiping company if the water pressure in your home or business is not the ideal for your needs and requirements. If your water pressure doesn't change with anything you do, you must contact a specialist for plumbing repair services. At Integrity Repipe, we can do our best to solve this issue. We can inspect your system, diagnose the problem, and fix the water pressure so you can enjoy your water flow as it should be. We have over 26 years of experience offering top-quality repiping and plumbing services in Southern California. We use only the highest quality materials made right here in the U.S., and they come with a lifetime transferable warranty. Contact Integrity Repipe now for more help. To schedule an appointment, call us at 949-390-5879 or visit us online at integrityrepipe.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrity Repipe podcast. When the plumbing in your home needs to be repaired or completely replaced, contact the professionals at Integrity Repipe to repair or repipe your home with ease. We now offer financing for our customers. Contact Integrity Repipe in Southern California today for a free repiping estimate.